This is KUOW. I'm Emily Fox. 92 degrees. That's how hot it could get this Sunday in the Puget Sound region. You've probably noticed we've had a very hot spring so far. In fact, April was the hottest in Seattle's history. So what does our recent hot streak tell us about the rest of the summer? Nick Bond is the Washington State climatologist. I asked him about the potential for drought.
Yes, we're concerned about it, but it certainly is not going to be as bad as last summer. We did have a wet winter and a very warm spring. Most of the snow is gone, and a lot of the rivers are running low for this time of year, but it still doesn't look like it's going to be the problems that we had last year.
So with that early snow melt and low rivers, what does that mean for the state's water supply?
In most places, it'll be okay. And in particular in the Yakima Basin that relies so much on irrigation for agriculture, water supplies look fine. In some of the rivers on the west side of the state, especially in southwest Washington, it looks like it's going to be problematic, and especially for some of the fish in the streams.
Last year's drought brought huge and deadly wildfires, and we've already had two wildfires in western Washington this year. What do you think the rest of the wildfire season will look like?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, and it's kind of, there's two opposing effects there. One thing is just how dry the fuels are and how, you know, ready they are to just kind of burn up. And then the other thing is just what kind of weather patterns there are, because it turns out that most of our wildfires are ignited by lightning. So from the fuel moisture point of view, this early start to summer is kind of drying out the landscape. And so that's the bad news. The good news is that we're not liable to necessarily have the kind of weather patterns that frequently that bring us a lot of lightning.
Knowing that Seattle had its hottest April ever and early May was pretty hot as well, what does that tell us about the kind of summer we'll have?
Yeah, there's not that much memory, so to speak, in the system. That you can have a very warm month and then go into a different weather regime and so forth. It does look like that the summer as a whole will be on the warm side, probably not as warm as last year. And I would expect a little bit warmer than normal, especially in eastern Washington.
We've heard of El Nino. It usually brings a warm winter. But I understand that El Nino's cooler sister, La Nina, is on her way in the next few months. Tell us more about what La Nina and her effects that she has on weather.
That typically corresponds with cooler and wetter weather than normal, but especially in the winter season. And so in summer, it's just kind of a slight nudge rather than a real shove to the climate system. And so that's part of the reason that we're not expecting as warm a summer as last summer.
Basically, La Nina means that we are going to have a cooler and wetter winter.
Well, it doesn't guarantee it. It stacks the deck that way. But because the last couple have been so warm, it's going to feel colder.
Nick, what do these trends we've been seeing these past few months mean for overall climate in Seattle in the future?
Yeah, we've had considerably warmer than normal conditions the last few years. But this isn't necessarily the new climate normal. We don't know when this warm spell is going to end, but we'll get some cooler weather for, you know, some period of years in the future. What this does is give us kind of a hint of what it's going to be more typical weather in future decades. More like, the conditions we've had recently are more like what it's going to be like in the 2040s most years, and then the relatively warm years in the 2040s are going to be even warmer than they are right now.
Nick Bond is the Washington State climatologist here on KUOW, and I'm Emily Fox.